Welcome to No Longer Conformed, my online preaching and teaching ministry. We're studying the book of Matthew, the first gospel. In this session, we'll be looking at Matthew chapter 9, verses 1 through 13, the hindrance to healing. Pride can hinder physical healing and spiritual healing. It manifests in reluctance to ask for prayer or refusal to acknowledge need. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 5, be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. Jesus deals with two expressions of the hindrance of pride in our text. Matthew chapter 9, verses 1 through 13. First of all, unbelief or a lack of faith is a hindrance to physical healing. Verses 1 through 8. So he got into a boat, crossed over, and came to his own city. Then behold, they brought to him a paralytic lying on a bed. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, son, be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven you. And at once some of the scribes said within themselves, this man blasphemes. But Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, why do you think evil in your hearts? For which is easier, to say, your sins are forgiven you, or to say, arise and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. Then he said to the paralytic, arise, take your bed, and go to your house. And he arose and departed to his house. Now when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, who had given much power to men. Look back at chapter 8 and verse 34. And behold, the whole city came out to meet Jesus. And when they saw him, they begged him to depart from their region. After casting the demons out of the man, the people asked him to leave. He did. And we never read that he came there again. Christ will not stay long where he is not welcome. Jesus cured the paralyzed man. Observe the faith of his friends in bringing this man to him. He saw their faith. What about their faith attracted Jesus' attention? Well, it was strong faith. They believed Jesus could and would heal him. They would not have carried him there otherwise. It was strong faith. It was also humble faith. They did not ask Jesus to come to him, but brought the man to where Jesus was. And it was also active faith. They brought the sick man to Jesus on a bed, letting no obstacle keep the man from him. Just observe the words of Jesus. Son, be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven you. It's interesting what he said to the paralyzed man. It was an intimate greeting. He called him son. It was a gracious encouragement. He said, be of good cheer. It was for a good reason. Your sins are forgiven you. This man's sickness was apparently the direct result of sin. Unlike the blind man of John chapter 9, verses 1 through 3. If you remember, it reads, now as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from birth, and his disciples asked him, saying, Rabbi, who sinned? This man or his parents, that he was born blind? And Jesus answered, neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. What was this response of the scribes? Well, this man blasphemes. That would be an accurate charge if it were against anyone but the incarnate Son of God. Only the one sinned against has the choice to forgive that sin. Jesus' words were a bold claim of divinity. Jesus then demonstrated his authority with powerful action. Which is easier? It's easier to claim power to forgive than to demonstrate the power to heal. Jesus did the one that was seemingly harder, which proved that he could do either. Forgiving was the harder one. It required Jesus to make the sacrifice of his life on the cross. And so second, self-righteousness is a hindrance to spiritual healing. Look at verses 9 to 13. As Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax table. And he said to him, "Follow me." So he arose and followed him. Now it happened as Jesus sat at the table in the house that behold, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat down with him with his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" When Jesus heard that, he said to them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice, for I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Sitting at the tax office, Matthew wrote this and did not hide his past. He made no excuses. Tax collectors were among the most despised people. They were considered thieves. Money collected was extorted for personal gain. Once Rome got their due, tax collectors could take as much from the people as they desired. They were considered traitors. Tax collectors took tax from their brethren for Rome. Jesus called Matthew to introduce himself to the people of that outcast profession. Matthew invited Christ and his disciples also. If Jesus is welcome, then all that are his must have a place in our hearts. He invited other tax collectors and sinners to meet Jesus. The reason for the feast was to bring his old associates to Christ. He knew by experience what the grace of God could do. And what was the reaction of the Pharisees? Well, why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners? Tax collectors were considered among the worst of sinners. What did Jesus say in response? Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. The tax collectors were sick and needed help. Sin is a sickness of the soul. Sinners are spiritually sick. Jesus Christ is the great physician of souls. Sin-sick souls need the medicine which Jesus offered, and that was forgiveness. There are many who consider themselves to be okay, thinking that they have no need of Christ, that they can get along fine without him. Jesus rebuked the Pharisees with verse 13. "But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice, for I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." The Pharisees focused on the external to the neglect of the internal. They fulfilled the external requirements of the law and felt good. And so what was the result? Well, they felt more right with God than everyone else. And that's self-righteousness. You have a good day.